How is it that foreign countries, in defiance towards tyrants, act more like the posterity of the American forefathers than Americans do? One thing I've noticed over the last 3 years of this pandemic is that foreigners in their prospective countries are out on the streets in the millions defying tyrants, whereas the American people? The American people are still trying to figure out if the same lying bureaucrats and politicians aren't now somehow or another telling them the truth. Little do Americans know of their forefathers and the example that they set in giving us the longest standing constitution in modern history, and what it took for us to get here where we are in the present. When perusing the Declaration of Independence, we see where 75% of that documentation is what our forefathers refused to put up with concerning that of a tyrant. So much so that they separated from the tyrant king that would not be ruled by God. As a matter of fact, it was our forefathers that gave us the national slogan, "Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God." Have the American people forgotten that we, the people, under God, are the government in this country? The Declaration of Independence tells us that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Remember, Americans, that our forefathers appealed to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of their intentions. And all of this with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, where they mutually pledged to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And considering what it is that the second president of the United States of America had to say, you would think that Americans would be more grateful than they are. He said, "You will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." So I ask all of the American born, why is it that the Belgian people are in protest against tyranny in their country while most are sitting around tolerating tyranny here in America? So it is with France, with Germany, with Israel, with the United Kingdom, with Canada, with Kazakhstan, with Australia, with Bulgaria, with New Zealand, with Romania, with the Austrian, with Iran, and the list goes on and on. Now, though protests are beginning to happen here in America, Americans best get with the examples that have been set before them due to the fact that it is for them to lead the way under the banner of Christ in doing so that others may be free worldwide. Americans should once again be leading the way in not only in the saying but also in the doing in such a way where it is that we will not be ruled by tyrants is the rally cry once again. Americans, stand up and be counted. You only have one life in doing so. Don't forget that. The future of your posterity depends on everything that you do or everything that you don't do. It's up to you. Okay, so we're going to be up here in about 10 seconds, and we're just filling in time right now. In the in-between for broadcasters across the country concerning their affiliates. So as I said, in about 5 seconds, we should be kicking it off concerning the show. And we will
a
get
test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, I wanted to highlight something really quick here because I've been trying to get to this for 3 days now. And we've been kind of intertwining it through the conversation that we've had over the last 3 days, but I really want to nail it shut today if we can. But do you guys all remember when George Orwell said that there's a political language that's been made to basically created to make lies sound truthful? You know, the unconstitutional party systems that I continuously highlight that have been set up to divide the people, to war the people against each other, right? Pit the people against one another, ethnicity, color, race, whatever the case is. You know, it's one nation under God here. Isn't that interesting? And the people did what they were supposed to do concerning assimilation. There wouldn't be any issue with this at all. But who's the one that creates all that division more than the media and corrupt politicians? Nobody does. Nobody does. Well, let me add on to that what George Orwell said. He said, "The war is not meant to be won. It is meant to be continuous." It shows you Truman, it shows you Johnson, it shows you Nixon, it shows you Ronald Reagan. It doesn't matter who you have, folks, as far as the options that have been given to you. There's going to be another war because they're pushing the same agenda. I wish the American people would come to the realization of the truth of the matter. You know, and I bet 9 times out of 10, when you have a conversation with people, you'll acknowledge it. But when there's a politician in office that you like and acts in so many ways, in a way that you approve of, that somehow or another you give him a pass and you believe him this time. You know, it's like the devil wants you to believe you this time. He wants you to believe him this time. Well, I'm just here to tell you, friends, that just doesn't jive. That's ridiculous. That's foolish. That is irrational. I feel oftentimes on this radio show, or it reminds me of something that Thomas Paine rightly said, the author of Common Sense. He's the one that wrote the book Common Sense that capitulated our forefathers into separation along with John Adams concerning the Declaration of Independence and separating ourselves from the tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God. And I'm talking about King George III. It really does remind me of what he said when I deal with people quite often. And what is that? You know, trying to have a conversation or try to convey to someone that's irrational is like trying to minister medicine to a dead person.
It really, truly is. They've just shut off all senses. These are, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, they would be the ones that would be transported to the sun, and yet somehow or another they wouldn't see it, and they don't see it because they don't want to see it. Well, here's the truth of the matter. If you don't want to see the Lord for his blessings, you're going to see him for his judgments, and regardless if you want to see it that way or not, that's what you're going to partake with. You're not going to get out of the consequence of rejecting God, folks. That's just the truth of the matter. Now, before we get to a push for war, if you want to call in 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704, those lines are available for you. Now, remember, this is the fastest radio show on the internet and on radio across the country on a national basis, so you got to make it count. Don't wait for the last segment before you call in. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. And as Andrew Jackson rightly said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, one of the things that I've been trying to do on this show for the last 20 years is warn the people of Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, as a faithful ambassador, as a faithful servant to the people on the behalf of the Lord, because the Bible says that a faithful witness delivers souls. He doesn't compromise. He's not diplomatic. He's not going to sugarcoat the truth, folks. Our message is salt, not sugar, as preachers. And in saying that, it's always been, folks, you got to be careful because your politicians are enticing illegals to come into this country that want to conquer this country. And you don't have to ask me. You can clearly see they're not here to assimilate. You're, in fact, seeing these people meaning to do what they've always done, and that is to conquer. So this treason that's been going on with your said representatives has been going on for some time now. And again, these are the people that need to be held accountable for their crimes against we the people. As a matter of fact, there's many more people across the world right now that are calling for justice when it comes to the likes of an Anthony Fauci, to the likes of a Bill Gates, to the likes of a Klaus Schwab, and to the likes of the current administration and others that have perpetuated the pandemic, a created crisis that has now murdered over 20 million people. I just wanted to make sure that you all understand that there are people that are calling for justice because they understand the heart of God. They understand that in America alone, let me just address that, that justice guards our liberty. And if we fail to bring forth the execution of the law upon the heads of the guilty, what we're going to get is more tyranny. And we're going to see the wicked walk on every side in order. Isaiah 26, verse 9, the second part of that scripture and the fruit of that, if left undone, read 12:8 of Psalms within itself. Now, and the reason I brought that up, by the way, is because I seen another young girl today just died suddenly out of nowhere. I don't want people to forget that this stuff is going on because it is. A Lancaster County family is mourning the sudden loss of a teenage girl described as a light in the lives of everyone who knew her. Her name is Cassidy Maria Wilk. Age 14, she was of Elizabethtown. She died unexpectedly on Monday, March 24th, according to an obituary from Finkenbinder Family Funeral Home. And again, friends, I want you to know that I see this stuff all day long. I don't want you to forget that they're continuously pushing for more of this genocide on the people. As a matter of fact, they're even going so far as to continuously push the same narrative by driving people to vaccines and forcing your kids to go on and grab one of their bioweapons that's aimed at breaking down their immune system to the point of death. At least, not dependency, folks. They don't care. It's not about the money. You got to understand that. This is about a genocide. This is about a depopulation plan. Just ask Bill Gates. You've seen what he said. He said it clearly. The media is not going to cover for him and try to say he didn't say it when we all know what he said because we see the fruit of it. Same thing with the current administration. They're trying to create another vaccine. And they're trying to force it into the arms of the people in their bloodstreams. I'm going to just make clear that you all understand this, especially the new listeners. The Bible tells us in John 10, it says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What a better path to go than to right into the bloodstream of a human being. When you look at Leviticus 17:11, what does it talk about? The life is in the flesh, the blood. Okay, so you get the bioweapon and you get those chemicals into the bloodstream. I want you to know that the Lord told you not to do it, but if you so choose to do it, you're going to eat the fruit of your own ways. So again, we're on another precipice where I'm trying to tell you, pay attention to what's going on, and it's going to happen again if the people don't hold them accountable according to the law. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m. And we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
I want to show you the state of Minnesota right now. We thought it was all over with. And before we knew it, it feels like December again. A lot of people are, again, of course, and why wouldn't they? They're equating this to what's going on with chemtrails. You do understand that chemtrails are in the public record, the congressional record. As a matter of fact, many states are now banning chemtrails. That means with the private and also military airplanes are actually dropping chemicals down on the people. 28:24 of Deuteronomy, you're going to see that there. But just recently, a pilot was arrested for accidentally soaking city in chemtrails. And again, so I want you to see what's going on. Again, I want you to remember, folks, that this is all in the public record. And what's happening is the people are awakening to it, and they're saying no more of this. You got to ask yourself the question, why would your government, your said representatives, Americans, why would they be putting and spraying chemicals down on the people outside of the obvious, right? I mean, this is insane. But most people want to just stick their head in the sand and act like it's not happening. Again, the question for those that do such, You're adding strength to tyranny, but how's that working out for you? I really want to know. So let's go back. I want to show you a couple videos here, and I want you to see what's going on. This is the nail that I've been pounding on before we get to our main topic here concerning the push for war as to what's happening in other countries all over the world right now. They're being outpopulated by illegal immigrants over that of the native populations. And that's exactly what's going to happen here in America if the American people don't hold their treasonous said representatives accountable to the Constitution that they had swore to uphold. Matter of fact, it's not only its felonious activity, but it carries the death sentence with it. And if you look at 8 U.S. Federal Code 1324, you're going to find exactly what I'm talking about is in federal code. So, again, there's no dispute here. There's no speculative motive on my part as to what I'm saying here. I mean, Americans, it comes down to what's going on here is the American people are allowing it to happen. Again, we don't have anybody to blame. But let me show you something really quick because a lot of people are worrying about the looming fall of Europe. And have you heard of Ayan Hirsi Ali? She is a woman that comes from a Middle Eastern country that has been warning the countries across the world as to what all these illegals being flooded into their prospective countries is all about. And now she's here to say, now they're looking at the UK right now as being gone. They're looking at Sweden right now as being gone. They're looking at Europe as a whole now being gone. But let me go ahead and introduce you to her so she can tell you exactly what's going on.
The terrorist event scenario that really keeps you up at night. Not just because of the event itself, but the implications of it.
The fall of Europe. It's the fall of Europe. It's the fall of the United Kingdom is on the brink. The government of Sweden, the Prime Minister said a few weeks ago that he has lost control of the monopoly of violence. His government has lost control of the monopoly of violence. He was very honest. But I think in many ways that's where Germany is at, where France is at. And those countries falling like domino effects, that is my nightmare. And they have done that through settlement, through infiltration.
See what's happening,
in their
folks?
Institutions, including political parties, so that the government in office today, the Labour government, has done more to accommodate in the last 8 months than anything else. And that is my nightmare, that the West starts to fall apart.
Okay, they're afraid that America is going to fall to the illegals. And folks, again, you know better than all of this. If you committed the act of treason, you'd have been dealt with a long time ago. How dare any of us sit back and allow this treason to go on concerning the governors and the federal government that has been alluring these illegals in that mean to conquer this country for a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades now that we know of. I know in particular parts of Minneapolis right now, namely Congressional 5, that used to be Northeast Minneapolis. And it was interesting how they began to allure people in. That was a Nordeaster. They call it Nordeaster part of the town. Good old boys, a bunch of Polacks, as they called themselves. And I was raised up there in part for a moment. And it was predominantly white. And I don't care about the black-white factor. It has nothing to do with that. I care about those that are here to assimilate. And what happened in the 90s is they started pulling in enough of these people from the Middle East that they became the predominant ethnicity. And again, what they're doing, folks, is they're appointing the Ilhan Omars, the Keith Ellisons of the world, those that are committing the act of treason. As a matter of fact, they're committing the act of treason right in your face. Ilhan Omar has over and over incited the words of a terrorist, and yet she remains. And on top of that, they're promoting her through national media. Again, that's why nobody believes them. But the fact of the matter is, the truth of the matter now coming to is that she needs to be lawfully removed along with Keith Ellison, because they know that they're alluring them in to colonize. And the reason they want to colonize is because they mean to conquer the countries that they're coming into. Let me bring you over to our friend Tommy Robinson again, because he's one of those guys. I called him the troubler when we had him on the show. He's over in the UK. He's standing in many ways all alone, warning the people of what's going on over in that prospective country. And he had told me on the phone, as a matter of fact, the last time we had him on the show, he had said to me, "I am surprised that we have not already come to a physical warfare." concerning what's going on over there, because the UK, as Erie just brought forth, is on the brink of falling down. And what they've done is the politicians there have allured them in to basically break down the population of the native communities and giving those countries over to those that mean to conquer. Okay. And if you think that's not exactly what's what play here in America, you got another thing coming, folks. What, are they going to change their plan because it's the West? No. And what's even worse about it is the American people, they're not even doing anything to stand up against it. And I highlighted just about 4 days ago, the churches in other countries that are now standing up and demanding their politicians and their said political parties to remove these people. And they weren't asking their politicians to do it. They were demanding them because they noted the crimes that they were responsible for in their particular countries. And we've highlighted this several times, friends. But the fact of the matter is, and I've said this before and I want to say it again, if there's God is God, then why is it that they have to come over into America? Because they know that the Lord God is God. That's why they're here. Check out Tommy Robinson concerning what's going on over there in the UK right now.
That's tyranny. When they fear us, that's democracy. Because I talk about issues that expose their failures. They have failed with mass migration. They failed with integration. They failed with assimilation. They have, when I say they, I mean the entire British Parliament, have pandered and cowered in the face of ideologies that wish to destroy this nation. They got on their knees for the Marxist Black Lives Matter.
Same in America.
They cower in fear in the face of Islam. They dare not even speak about it. The cowardice shown, the destruction of this nation and where we're at currently now in Great Britain is because of their cowardice. Yeah? And right now, the British public are awakening. There already should have been a revolution in this country over the rape and prostitution, torture and murder of our daughters in every town and city. Not just the fact that the Islamic gang's done it, but the fact that they knew about it.
They covered it up.
The police forces knew about it.
It's covered up.
They all let it happen. We are seen by
their
them.
Their said representatives are covering up the crimes of Islam there.
Us. And when we fear them, that's tyranny. When they fear us, that's democracy. Yeah? They've sold our country. They have destroyed our country. We are at, it's now or never for Europe. Yeah, we haven't got long left. The criminality is going up. The level of violence is going up. Terrorism's going up. We're being felt. We're made to feel like foreigners in our own country.
Okay, we're made to feel like foreigners on our own country. Said Tom. Just think about that, folks. Just think about what he said. We're made to feel as foreigners in our own country. Okay, so now what I want you to see, and this is what I've been trying to avoid in America here, is this. Now the people in the UK, now the people in Germany, now the people in Sweden, now the people all over the world, understanding the warnings that were given by Tommy Robinson, people such as myself, Tim Brown Morning Show, and other faithful witnesses that have been trying to warn you as to what this is about, it's now becoming their reality. And in many of these countries, they're realizing that the native population is smaller than the illegals that the politicians have allured into their country, but now they're standing up. After the fact, I want you to listen to this guy real quick, because this is what courage looks like, and I high five him for his efforts. I'm just sad that they had to wait until their backs were up against the wall before they responded to this.
And we're taking it back from the traitors in that building there.
Same thing Tommy Robinson saying.
We will detain and deport all illegal invaders, and we will begin the process of remigration and hand justice back to the British people, because enough is enough. It's time to rid that building of traitors and the liberal elite who despise the ordinary hard-working man. We're taking our country.
Look at all the people, folks. Okay, so after the fact again, folks, don't let it come this far. The first thing that they're saying is we need to get rid of the traitors in the halls of government. That's exactly right. You still have time to do that, America. Let's get this right, because we can. One nation under God has meaning.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Crickets, America, really? Crickets? Silence when men should protest, as Abraham Lincoln said, was cowardice. Oh my goodness. One of the things that we kept hearing from Tommy Robinson was basically a quote that was given to us by Thomas Jefferson: when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Is it healthy out there, Americans? You fear in your government right now? Because if you are, you're in a state of tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. I would say it's time for the American people to put things back into perspective, because you see what's going on. This global initiative is happening simultaneously across the boards, and now it's happening in America. And it's been incrementally happening in America as the said politicians continuously lower the law. I wanted to let you know something really quick before we get going here, folks. We're going to be in Florida, we're going to be in Pensacola, and in Ormond Beach. That's in Daytona area. That will be next month. We're also going to be doing an event on May 31st in Minneapolis, Minnesota here. Looking forward to that one. We'll give you more details as we get closer to that date. And I'm supposed to be hearing back again from Washington. Again, if we don't have something completed by the end of the week, we're just going to open the door for somebody to fill that date. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to book us. Also wanted to let you know, folks, check out the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you for the orders. We totally appreciate them. And I want to show you a couple more things before we end this segment of the show. I want to show you how they've been dummying down the kids. And what I'm going to show you next and what you're going to hear next on audio is exactly what's going on in America now. The SPLC, these separation of lines between church and states, which does not exist in the Bill of Rights nowhere. They have been used like the ACLU to continuously assault Christians, but defend Muslims who mean to upend our Constitution. And again, we need to pay attention to the details as to what's going on here, friends, because we're more than able to overcome. The Lord says, those that believe the prophets, you shall be established. There wasn't a clause in there. There wasn't an if. There wasn't a question mark. It was an exclamation. That means do your part and leave the rest up to the Lord. But we have to do our part here. Let me bring you over to England really quick. And I want you to see how they've been basically zeroing in on their young people and what it is that they have been by force shoving down their throats through the indoctrination scheme in that particular country. It's pretty insane, but again, take it from them. Listen to what he has to say.
Pressuring us to learn about Islam and learn about the people that are coming over. I don't want to learn about that. I want to learn about my culture, my beliefs, and I'm proud to be English.
So what he's saying, friends, is they're coming over here, they're asking for help, and then once they get there, the said politicians turn on the people, the native population, and then they begin to teach the people concerning Islam. That's happening in America. We do the whole show, folks, on this. And again, this isn't happening through a Trojan horse. This is happening right in your face, friends, without any resistance. Shameful, shameful, shameful.
Have they taught you about the Magna Carta?
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Have they taught you about the Bill of Rights?
No, I don't remember that.
Did you learn about the Battle of Agincourt?
No.
You don't know about the Battle of Agincourt?
So they're not teaching them any of their history. They're trying to force them Islam.
In school, they were teaching us about, you know, about Islam, about Prophet Muhammad, and all their ideologies. They barely covered Christianity at all.
Did they tell you about how he was a warlord who brutally murdered people?
They wouldn't say any of that.
Yeah, see, folks, this is what's happening. Your politicians are opening the floodgates to those that mean to conquer the country. They're aiding them in the process of doing so. And again, we better come to the realization, because in Europe right now and all over the world, they've come to the realization that they have to stand up and do something about what's going on, because if they fail to do so, all will be lost. All will be lost. And again, they're now standing up after the fact. Again, I want to remind everybody, they're standing up and responding in the face of the illegals that have been allured into their countries by their said representatives. They have now outnumbered, the illegals have outnumbered the native populations in many of these countries. Matter of fact, if you go to Merkel, Prime Minister Merkel from Germany, she was, I believe, the person of the year, according to one of our magazines. It could have been Time Magazine. So again, you can see your media outsources, which is under the dictate of the CIA, Mockingbird Media, they are the ones promoting the likes of who she is and what she's promoting. And really what she is a little Adolf Hitler. But with that, when they were enticing the illegals to come into their country in Germany, they were being dispossessed of their homes. As Tommy Robinson was talking about, they were raping their daughters. They were stealing. They were murdering. They're bringing their culture with them. But what was interesting in the face of that, and the world knew that, the American press is promoting her and highlighting her. And over in other countries, they're looking at her as some sort of a tyrant. And why did they come to that conclusion? Because she slapped her hand on the German flag and she said Germany belongs to Islam. No joke. Just you can't make this kind of stuff up in any sense of the word. Now, let me shift gears here. You know what? I want you to, you know, let me do this. I want to show you something. I want you to see this. I want you to hear this. just to show you to the degree of what's going on over there in the Middle East, because I don't think people understand to the degree that it is happening. As a matter of fact, I got a visual right now up on social media, and it shows literally hundreds of thousands of Muslims that have overtaken Milan, Italy, okay? And what I'm showing you right now, they're doing the biddings of those that are masquerading with the use of the Muslims. The Muslims are, in fact, being used as political pawns to do the biddings of those that are directing what they call a caliphate. That means where they call for jihad. And that usually happens after 25% of the population swells. Then what they do is they begin to create war against the people. And again, that's what's happening in other countries. I just showed you what's going on in Milan. I'm showing people online right now in Austria, of all places, literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Muslims taking over those countries. And again, the people wait until it happens before they respond to it. And for the life of me, I don't understand that language, because a good majority of you in this country, you profess to be Christians, and yet I know the Lord as being one that warns. And if you look at Psalm 19:11, it's exactly what he is. He's a back watcher every given step of the way. And if he says prevention is better than cure, that's all you have to do is look to the law, decide in justifying the righteous and condemning the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Pay attention to your said representatives that are guilty for the act of aiding and abetting these enemies that mean to come and conquer. You hold them accountable. And I talked about this last week, and let me reiterate this point quickly. Folks, listen carefully. Everybody's talking about the crimes of the Muslims, but nobody's talking about the crimes of those that allured them into the prospective countries. The UK is coming to the realization, wait a second, if we're going to deal with the illegal issue, we got to first deal with the said representatives that brought them into the country by laying the axe to the root of the tree instead of just dealing with the branches on the tree. Folks, listen, I love you enough to tell you, we're in some serious times. No time to be looking the other way. No time to be listening to our favorite conservative talking head who is continuously parroting the same narrative that the mainstream media is pushing, folks. Because it's nonsense. It's all distraction by design. Okay, so now let me get over here. I can safely stay in this lane now. I want to talk about a push for war, because what I just highlighted right now in all these other countries, that's exactly what it is. It's a push for war. It's about bringing the illegals in, those that mean to conquer these countries on a worldwide basis, just like they're doing in the West here in America today. And what they're going to do is they're going to swell to the degree where you can no longer resist. Do you want that to happen? That's what's happening right now. That is exactly what's happening right now. And again, let me remind you not to deal with the branches on the tree. Yes, that comes secondary to you dealing with those that have committed the act of treason by alluring them in the first place. Okay? Because this is exactly, for those that don't know history, and for the new people, you need to understand that Adolf Hitler used the Muslims in particular to kill off his political opposition. That's what we're seeing in all of these countries. 281-845-4704. You want to watch us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe to that page, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. I want to say this as well. I'm not saying this to paralyze people with the use of fear. I'm teaching you, if you're a Christian, this should be the fear of the Lord, to get on the front of this and deal with it, and teaching the enemy to fear the Lord, that you will not tolerate their lawlessness concerning the workers of iniquity. Okay, that's what we're called to do. I'm not talking about a fear that paralyzes, because we haven't been given that spirit of fear. We've been given the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. So be encouraged, friends. But again, don't expect the corrupt to do for you what it is that you want them to do for you, or what they even promise that they're going to do for you, because in fact, they're the ones responsible for creating the problem in the first place. In the right-left paradigm, they're playing off each other 24/7. That's what they're doing. It's embarrassing when I see people go along with their little narrative, because things are getting worse and nobody can deny that. And I played this at the very beginning of the show today, It is what George Orwell said. The war is not meant to be won. It's meant to be continuous. Here, how about we just resolve all of this? First, deal with the corrupt politicians, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And then also tell the young people that your military is being used to dominate the world to the degree that you have now 737 military bases in 140 countries. And yet it's not constitutional. So don't fight their war so they can gain more land at the expense of your blood. No, we don't want to do that. We want to hold them accountable. And if they want a war, they can go. I'm going to highlight this during the final segment. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Just wanted to let you know that if you get anything off of sonsoflibertymedia.com, they're quite edifying, super easy to understand, and it's all premised on testimonial in Jesus Christ. Amen. If you want to call in, final segment, the last time I'm asking, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704, pro or con, it matters not, Jude 3 and 4. If you want to contend for the faith, fantastic. If you want to just... if you want to, just go ahead and add something to the conversation. Love to hear from you. Just seeing you fall off there. Don't know what happened. But, folks, I was just doing my quick research during the break, and did you know that America has now been a country for 248 years? Did you also know that we have the longest-standing constitution in modern history? Only the Lord can do that. Did you also know that 90% of the time that we have been a country. I believe it's 92% here. Let me just go ahead and confirm that really quick. I come from a military family, too. I want everybody to understand that, first and foremost. America, here it is. Not 92%. I was wrong. America has been at war for 93% of the time we have been a country. Did you hear me? America, 93% of your existence out of those 248 years have been in a time of war. And I said to you during the last segment that you have over 737 bases worldwide. That is unconstitutional. What are they doing? Your said representatives are using our boys, our military, to dominate other countries. Do you understand? No constitutional authority to do so. But they're doing it because they're doing whatever the people let them do. Okay? Now I want you to listen to this carefully. I'm just going to machine gun this to you. Dominican Civil War. Insurgency of Bolivia. Cambodian War. War in South Zaire. Lebanese Civil War. Invasion of Grenada. Bombing of Libya. Tanker War. In other words, your boys have been used. The expenditure of the blood of your boys has been used in all of these wars that had nothing to do with us. Okay? Invasion of Grenada. Bombing of Libya. Tanker War, invasion of Panama, which was a drug cartel change of power, the Gulf War, stealing oil, Iraq no-fly zone enforcement, stealing of natural resources. First intervention is the Somalia Civil War. We have no business there whatsoever. Just ask them. The Bosnian War, the intervention in Haiti, the Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach War, war in Afghanistan. That was about poppy seed. A drug war is what your boys were dying for. Remember, you were only going to be there for 6 months. Yeah. The Iraqi War, your government made over $34.5 billion under the guise of Halliburton. War in Northwest Pakistan. War in Somalia. Operation Ocean Shield. American-led intervention to Libya. Lord's Resistance Army Resurgency. You have American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemeni civil war, and the list goes on. American intervention again to Libya. This is all of the wars that your boys have fought, bled, and died fighting in to give corruption more power over other nations. Isn't that insane? You know, in spite of what Smedley Butler said, the highest decorated Marine in the history of the Marines, he said war is just a racket. He said a racket is best described, I believe, as something that is not what it seems to the majority of people. Only in a small inside group knows what it's about. Yep. Who's profiting from the war? It's conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the masses. Americans, why? Why do you allow this to happen? Do you remember when Henry Kissinger, the pedophile that sat next to every president all the way up until Donald Trump, he's now in hell where he belongs? He's the one that said military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. What are your thoughts about that? This is what your said representative government is doing. Now let me take this and add insult to injury, put a little gas on this fire. Hermann Göring said, and tell me if this isn't exactly how it works. He said this during the Nuremberg trials back in May of 1945. Okay? This is after the destruction took place. Did the people then hold them accountable? Hang on 1 second, folks. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have Bradley Dean. What say you, my friend?
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Stace.
I just want, my name is Stacy. I'm from Minnesota. And I just want to say that I feel like because the churches aren't preaching the truth, things have, they're infiltrated by a lot of hirelings. People are misled. And we need God more than ever. We need to be praying Psalm 18 all over our lives because God is our high tower. And he is a rock, and our enemy really has become so powerful with all its money. I don't trust any of the elections anymore. Every time I see him, I'm like, It's a comedy almost. If it, it wasn't is. So sad, it's really a tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, you're in Minnesota, Stacey. You're in Minnesota. I mean, for anybody in the state to suggest that Tim Walz was voted in, that's a joke within itself. The people in the state, including the police commissioner who denounced him, Keith Ellison, for them to be put in place and then to sell to the people that the people voted them in is a slap in the face of 5.9 million people in the state. There's no question about it. And voter fraud is prevalent, no question about it. The mainstream media continuously plays it down, or they demonize people that are trying to let you know that it is a massive problem in this country. But say on.
Well, I just, I want to make a difference, but I know that the government is weaponized against any citizen that stands up. I understand that, but God laughs. He is in control. Whether we see it or not, we have to trust him. He'll only let things go to a certain point, and then he will rise up men to change things, or he will return or do what he will do.
Amen.
But if we can fix it, it would be nice, but I feel like the media is against us.
Yeah, but that's a small... I want to make clear, Stacey, and I've said this 15 times, and I know that you've heard this before, but this is a Saul Alinsky tactic where they use the media and they want the majority to believe they're the minority, when in fact, we're dealing with less than 1.7% of the people. The people in this country, which are easily in the majority, are believing the lies of the less than 1.7% of the population that are using the mainstream media by browbeating them into submission. And if you look at any dictator, matter of fact, if you go to Adolf Hitler, prime case in point, isn't it interesting? He used to have those massive meetings. And why did he do that? Because he wanted his political opposition to see the support that he had. And it's exactly what they're doing here. And if it was all over with, Stacey, we wouldn't be here talking about the right to stand up and right the wrongs, because that's the good news here. We still have the freedom to do the right thing, but we just got to stand up and do the right thing.
Well, I'm standing up.
Amen.
It's hard to find people who will stand with me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. You may as well just get over that, because the Lord will bring the doers of the word together at that appointed time. If you look at history, and I've shared this before as well, but if you look at history, God has always used one or two to change countries within itself. It hinged on them people in small number to actually bring about the blessings of the Lord or the cursings of the Lord. But the Lord doesn't use the majority. He uses the minority, that no flesh had glory in his presence. And on the other side of that, I think of John Knox, the Scotland prophet who stood against the face of Mary, Queen of Scots, who was a devil incarnate, literally. He stood against her, and he's the one that said, one man with God is always in the majority. And if we can remember that, we're going to do fantastic. We really, truly are. I got to go here. I got 2 minutes left. I think I'm making the point clear. War is a racket. If you've not read the book by Smedley Butler, War is a Racket, it's only like 70 pages, if that long, and it is super easy understanding. If anybody in this country, even those in the military, would read that book from a highly decorated Marine, they're going to understand what it's all about. And I can rest assured, friends, and so can you, that when they read that book, they're going to see the next politician calling for the war. And what they're going to do is, because now they have the history that Smedley Butler gave to us, they're going to look at the politicians that are calling for war, like that of Marco Rubio, like that of Donald Trump, like that of Lindsey Graham. I mean, as if to suggest anybody would listen to them, but there are those that listen to them. And what's interesting, folks, is they would just look at them, laugh, and say, listen, if you want a war, then you go, because I'm not going to go fight your wars for you. That's where it needs to come. That's what needs to happen here. I want to end this before the end of the show here, and I want you to listen to what Smedley Butler rightly said in War is a Racket. He said, beautiful ideals were painted for our boys who were sent out to die. This is World War II, Korea. The war was the war to end wars. Okay? This is what he said. And I want to finish this quote. He said, this was the war to make the world safe for democracy. No one told them that dollars and cents was the real reason. No one mentioned to them as they marched away that they're going and they're dying would mean huge war profits. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Folks, we got to pay attention to what's being sold to the American people because they are trying to incite another war. You can mark my words. As a matter of fact, mark theirs. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.